Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. For those of you dedicated to baking, there really is no off-season. You'll keep at it year-round, and why not? Since lots of us have become aware of gluten-free baking, we thought it might be a good idea to explore this subject a little more deeply. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, America's baking flour companies have answered the call.
Yeah, certainly on all sorts of levels, certainly from the gluten-free up to sort of the higher gluten, the true higher gluten bread flours. I mean, you certainly can bake bread the old way, you know, the sort of mix and do the, you know, 15, 20 minutes of kneading, then the rising and proofing and all that stuff. And that's fine. I mean, and you definitely, I mean, God, of course, we've made great bread like that for decades, or centuries, probably.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of new things. One is this high hydration theory, which is a great one. And it's, it has to do with actually, you know, the doughs being so much more full of moisture. And that allows gluten to develop on its own. So it's kind of like this whole concept of no kneading baking. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So you mix these doughs, you don't have to knead them, but you do need to give them some time, you know, a day or two to sort of come together.
Uh-huh.
And the interesting is, like, everybody wants a crusty loaf of bread these days. And so the fact of the matter is the crust is formed in the traditional way with steam injection, right? If you know sort of traditional classic bread ovens, they have steam injection. And you throw the bread in the oven, you inject steam, and that sort of coats the surface and allows the crust to form. And we try to do some tricks at home, like throwing ice in there, spraying water and all those things.
Right, right.
But these high hydration doughs have enough moisture unto themselves to allow to get a really thick crust. And that to me is kind of the benefit of it, because it's the tricks, unless you really have, and by the way, they do now have residential steam injected ovens if you have the luxury of having one.
Ooh,
but,
wow.
You know, without that, the high hydration is a great way to go. Then on the flip side, this whole, you know, gluten-free baking thing, you know, there are lots of great companies out there. King Arthur is one that always comes to mind. And they're all producing what's called measure-for-measure gluten-free flour.
Right.
And in the old days, you shied away from any flour that had no gluten because you often basically ended up with not a loaf of bread, with a cracker. you know, it's really dense, it's really solid. But there's a lot of chemistry going on in these new no-gluten flours that are measure-for-measure. And the fact of the matter is, although not exactly the same, the result is really legitimate without altering the recipe, which is the other thing. In the old days, to bake no gluten bread, there was just a million things you had to do, different ratios, measuring different.
That's right.
But this measure for measure no gluten or you know, zero gluten flours are amazing, because if it's 5 cups of all-purpose flour or bread flour, it's 5 cups of this measure for measure.
Very useful.
Yeah, it's great.
How does it taste? Is it going to affect the taste and texture?
No, I mean, it's not more the texture.
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to create the intense gluten lattice that you can without gluten.
Mm-hmm.
So you're never going to get this super big fluffy bread. It's more like, do you know a Pullman loaf? That square loaf where they put a top and prevent it from rising?
Yeah, sure.
The texture's like Pullman rather than,
okay,
say, like focaccia, which is this air bomb that everybody makes.
Well, if you can't do gluten, it's a really good substitute.
Agreed.
It's really good. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.